You're listening to Hit Me Off Radio, real talk for the grown and sexy with your host, Mallory J.
Today's is about domestic violence. I am talking with Megan DeLabis of ACT, or the Abuse Counseling and Treatment Incorporation. Hello, Megan. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me. Megan, can you give us a little background about yourself and ACT?
Yes, absolutely. ACT, ACT, Abuse Counseling and Treatment, we're the certified local domestic and sexual violence center. So we provide free services for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. And my name is Megan. I'm the community education coordinator. I'm honored to have the role of going out in the community to help spread awareness on what are the dynamics of abuse and what are the services available for our community members on how they can get plugged in to help.
Awesome. And October being Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, what do you wish people knew about domestic violence in general?
I think, first of all, it's far more common and prevalent than many of us know. It still can be something that people are afraid to talk about or are unsure what it's all about. So they may not realize they're going through it or that they have a loved one who's going through it, but it's very common. The other part we're looking at is, you know, most people think of just physical violence or a black eye, which it can be and sometimes is, but it's really about controlling behaviors. And I think if more people in our community knew more about what angry, controlling behaviors looked like and what manipulation looked like, they'd have a better idea about what domestic violence is.
Okay. And now with COVID-19, would you agree that there has been a rise in domestic violence cases?
Yes. Unfortunately, we have seen all across the country that there have been record-breaking numbers of people calling for help for domestic violence and law enforcement getting involved with domestic violence cases. We know that some of that is because people are home more often, more isolated. For a victim who used to have the chance to go to work or get the chance to go out and about, they may no longer have that opportunity. If the abusive person is unemployed and has those stressors or maybe has started using substances more, that can lead to more aggressive behavior. So it's just kind of become a hot button place where all these things can collide, more child abuse in the home, different things like that.
When you mentioned that your organization provides free, safe, and confidential services, could you provide just a little more details of what that would look like?
So to start, we have a 24/7 helpline. So if someone just wants to talk to someone, if someone just wants to ask some questions, if someone has some concerns about safety, they could start right there by just calling to our confidential hotline. But we also have shelter. We have a counseling and therapy program. We have lawyers on staff who help people with injunction for protection orders, like restraining orders. So those are a variety of the different services. If shelter is something that someone's considering, that's important because, unfortunately, when someone leaves an abusive relationship, that's actually the most dangerous time where physical violence and even a case of murder could happen. That's why we have three shelters here in Southwest Florida.
What is your helpline number?
Yes, that local number is 239-939-3112.
The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233.
But Megan, I want to go back to where you mentioned about controlling behaviors. Yeah. Can you give some examples? Sometimes with domestic violence, people are really stuck on the physical, the black eyes, and how you mentioned that is really about the controlling behaviors.
Definitely. These can be the most difficult to spot, but I think once you really look at them, it makes sense, unfortunately. You know, a lot of people don't realize that emotional and verbal abuse is just as serious and just as harmful. So that could be, you know, name calling and calling someone fat and ugly and they could never be in another relationship or do well outside of that relationship. Or it could be more subtle. It could be kind of sabotaging their self-esteem. Like, oh, are you really going to apply for that job? I know that's not really your strength. I don't know that that would be good for you. And well, don't you want to be a good mom? Don't you want to stay home? So there
can
be more subtle forms like that. We're also looking at financial control. This is a big one. For us and our participants who end up coming to ACT, we have about 99% of people who said there was some form of financial abuse. Now, this could be, you know, giving that person an allowance where they weren't allowed to really spend money or make big financial decisions.
Wow.
They weren't allowed to work. Maybe they got their credit trashed or were forced into a big debt. And that's going to have lasting impacts on them that might make them more nervous about going out and being independent, which is why we have economic empowerment programs in our services as well.
Is there other ways of manipulation that they can use in reference to the kids?
You know, people often ask, well, why doesn't she just leave or why don't they leave? And a lot of the times people don't realize that when the relationship ends, it does not mean that the abuse, the harassment, and the stalking will end. People use custody exchange and the court proceedings and different things from there. Unfortunately, some abusive people, parents, will even start to hurt the kids or start to abuse the kids in more ways because that's the best way to hurt the mom who they no longer have access to.
Right.
So manipulation with the kids, you know, and it could look different too. Maybe mom is at the ACT shelter trying to work for the first time, saving, doing a great job, getting her on her 2 feet, and she doesn't have money to shower the kids with gifts. But dad is on the other side, who's been really abusive and violent. He's showering the kids with gifts, and he's saying, well, mom doesn't want our family to be together. And that's really putting the victim in a terrible situation with the kids and undermining her authority as a parent.
So if a person is experiencing any of the examples that you've provided and just have questions in general, what should they do?
Yes. You know, we have a 24/7 helpline and we have a website. We have information online. I think that's a great place to start because everyone has a unique situation and there's not a simple solution for everyone. But we do have advocates who are available 24/7 who are really trained on this stuff and trauma-informed. And I think it's important to know they're confidential. So someone may realize that something is wrong or abusive, but it's not something that is a currently violent situation to call the police on, or they're not sure if they want to involve the police because it's their family, it's their kid's dad or something like that. We're completely confidential. So that 24/7 helpline number is 239-939-3112. And that's a great place to start because whether someone wants to learn more about an injunction for protection order or counseling and therapy or just getting some help to walk through some advice on how to leave or maybe they want to stay in the relationship but they just need some tips on how to stay safer, we do all of that. It's completely up to the participant to make that choice on what they know they need for their life.
The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233.
Domestic violence is a very important topic for myself because I personally experienced it very young in age. Saying younger, I mean straight out of high school into college was my very first real relationship. That person gave me signs that I just let it go over my head. And one of them was about being a jealous person. They verbally told me, I'm a jealous person, don't play with me, blah, blah, blah. We would go places. They would hold my hand and keep me close to them. And I'm thinking, oh, it's so cute because, you know, he loves me, the one to have me. And then the very next thing that happened so quickly that I just wasn't aware of was the isolation. That person was able to keep me isolated from all of my friends on campus to where all my time was just with them. Even got to the point to classes. It's like we didn't have any classes and now all of a sudden we got all these classes together. Are you not attending class? Family and friends started, you know, we don't see you anymore, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, well, I'm in love and didn't even know that that was one of the areas of control that that person had over my life. They took me to a whole different state where I knew no one.
And had no support. Yeah.
And no support.
Yes. No, thank you for sharing that. It's so true. Because relationships, right, they're about giving and compromise, and your life does change when you get into a committed long-term relationship. But that abusive person, when they have a mentality that they are entitled to make all the decisions and have the control, they will start to do all those things that may not be noticeable at first. But it, when you look back on it, like how you shared, kind of becomes more obvious only when looking back at how that isolation starts. You know, when people who are going through an abusive relationship are no longer talking to their friends, their church members, their colleagues, or their family members as closely, then it can become even more isolating and difficult to reach out.
How can that loved one or friend help someone whom they think they're not sure, but they're concerned about that relationship? It's like walking a fine line. They don't want to offend you. Yeah. They want to keep communication. They want to get all the information just to say, I need some confirmation as to whether or not this is abusive. I'm just concerned about this person and who they're dealing with. How can that friend or loved one assist or help?
This friend or loved one can be such a huge help, but we know that it's complicated and it's hard, so they have to take care of themselves. But we have a few tips. The first is, you know, you can get some education on domestic violence. Look up the power and control wheel. Become more familiar with some of the dynamics. And understand that we're looking at a reality where it does take someone about 6 to 7 times of leaving that abusive person before they leave for the final time. So it may not be something, and of course everyone's different, but it might be something that's a long journey for that person who's in this relationship. You want to remain open and non-judgmental. That's really important because the victim is feeling a lot of shame, and they're probably only sharing a little bit of the full story. But if they can tell that the person they're talking to is being empathetic and kind and a genuine listener who is not judging them, they might be willing to share more, and that trust that develops could be crucial. The other part that's really important is think about the person who's in this abusive relationship. They're being told what to do, who to talk to, where to go. You know, every aspect of their life might be being controlled.
Right.
You don't want to be another person who comes in telling them, oh, you should leave, you should do this, you should do this. Instead, you want to offer support, options, some education and resources. Let them know about these different things we're talking about today, but trust them to make their own decision on what's best and not push one solution or one ultimatum, which is hard for family members who care.
Yes.
The other part is, as I mentioned, our 24/7 helpline is meant for people like that too. I just want to call and get advice. That's absolutely an option as well. Because we know that this is something that affects family members and friends and colleagues and employers. It has a trickle effect on the whole community.
And that helpline number again?
239-939-3112.
The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233.
What is the website so listeners can go online to get more information and resources?
Yes, we are at www.actabuse.com.
It's Megan DeLabas of ACT. Abuse Counseling and Treatment Incorporated. You have a
Thank
good
you
one.
Thank you for dedicating time. Thanks, Mallory J.
The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233.
Out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. You thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. You thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold my million. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna stop. Pray that you are blessed. With success, no stress, and lots of happiness.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna blast you on the radio.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna lie to you and your family.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna hate on you in the magazine.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity.
I'm better than
you
that.
You know I'm not gonna diss you on the internet. Cause my mama taught me better than that.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop her. I'm gonna work harder.
I'm a survivor.
I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. Keep on survivor.
I'm a survivor.
I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop her. I'm gonna work harder.
I'm a survivor.
I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. Keep on survivor.
Oh, 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 oh.
After all of the darkness and sadness, soon comes happiness. If I surround myself with positive things, I'll gain prosperity.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. And keep on surviving.
You're listening to Hit Me Off Radio Podcast with your host, Mallory J. If you would like to be a part of the show, call 704-286-6114. Again, that's 704-286-6114. Or email hitmeoffradio@gmail.com.